Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Well, we're recovering. I think that's the best way to say it. Recovering, processing, and moving on following Sunday's loss to the San Diego Chargers, because this is a very short week, a busy week, an exciting week. Andy Reid and the 2-0 Kansas City Chiefs come to town for Thursday night's game. A night, by the way, that is also all about Donovan McNabb. He'll be honored at halftime, his number retired. Immediate recognition and induction into the Eagles Hall of Fame. But you want to talk about the football team, and we will do that today. We'll take a lot of your phone calls. We'll look back at yesterday's loss, what happened, what do the Eagles need to do to make it better. And then Chip Kelly comes along with his press conference to talk about those very same things. Eagles back at business today. No days off this week. It is a really, really short time to get ready for a very good football team coming into Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday night. So we have a lot to get to in a short period of time, not only this week, but for this morning's show. Let's get you caught up on the headlines of the day with Mr. Bo Wolf.
Thanks, Dave, and let's get to your headlines. And if you're watching this, you already know the Eagles fell a tight game yesterday, 33-30 to the San Diego Chargers, a game of missed opportunities for this team. There was a missed field goal, a missed fumble recovery opportunity, and several missed chances for touchdowns, including between Michael Vick and DeSean Jackson, who each set career marks. Michael Vick, a career-high 428 passing yards, a career-high 9 catches for DeSean Jackson on the way to 193 yards receiving. But the focus is on the defense today, as they allowed the Chargers to score on 7 of 10 drives, including 2 fumbles in the red zone. They only forced 1 punt. And Chip Kelly and defensive coordinator Bill Davis said after the game that it was a combination of both the pass rush and coverage lacking. They simply need to get better ahead of Thursday night. Not a lot of time to turn this around. Thursday night, of course, we welcome in Andy Reid for primetime on Thursday Night Football. Coming up later in the show, watch head coach Chip Kelly's press conference live right here at 11:30.
All right, thanks very much, Bo. As you can see, the weather inclement this morning here in South Philadelphia. We take one look back at yesterday, the home opener for the Eagles. It was a really festive day, beautiful day for football. The fans bringing so much energy to Lincoln Financial Field. And it was a back-and-forth game. Unfortunately, the Eagles fell short. But we take a look back at least the hype going into the game on this week's SpudCam.
Chuck Bednarik, our honorary alumni captain today. Thumbs up. Nice. Nicely done.
How about those birds, baby? Go birds, baby!
The new swoop.
Oh, just looking at you.
So serious.
Woo!
Back in the day, I busted up some plays. But you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity.
They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV.
Oops.
Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
I'm Chip Kelly, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
A remarkable game on Sunday. The Eagles hosting the San Diego Chargers ended up a 33-30 loss for Philadelphia, but certainly a game that so much happened. Big numbers, tremendous, tremendous offensive performances on the other end. Maybe the defenses need some work these days here. Let's take a look at some of the big picture graphics and numbers for you just to digest the day after. 33-30, the final score, more than 1,000 yards of offense combined. You can see Phillip Rivers having a massive game. Eddie Royal killing the Eagles defense with 3 touchdowns. Michael Vick doing his job, but it just wasn't enough for Philadelphia in this game. LeSean McCoy, 11 carries, 5 catches, 167 total yards. DeSean Jackson, a big game, nearly 200 yards receiving with a touchdown, and could have been a lot more. We'll take a look at that in just a moment here. Michael Vick, though, really outstanding through these first two games. He's thrown 4 touchdown passes. He's got a couple of touchdown runs, a passer rating of 119 after 2 games. The big number that really jumps out at you, though, 0 interceptions with Michael Vick after 2 games. Has known when to get out of the pocket, when to get out of bounds. Has really not taken the kind of hits that you worry about. And this is what he did against the Chargers. Look at that. Career high, 428 yards of passing, a passer rating of 122.4, and then the rushing touchdown again. Michael Vick, after the game, disappointed in the loss and hopes for better things ahead.
Well, credit to them. They played a lot of tight man coverage. I think they put themselves in positions to make plays. We still was able to execute at a high level, and Coach Kelly did a great job making adjustments throughout the course of the game with the play calling and things that we was able to do. I thought it was a success, but, you know, it's tough. Maybe we need to score 37 points. You know, I think that's what had to happen to win this football game.
All right, now in the passing game, the Michael Vick, DeSean Jackson tandem has worked really strongly. We expected that. You know, after a great spring and then the summer, the preseason games, you just saw that the chemistry certainly there with Vick and Jackson. And Jackson has been beating teams down the field. He's been beating teams across the middle. Teams giving him some cushion, and then when they come up, he runs right by them. 15 targets on Sunday, 9 catches, 193 yards, and a touchdown. And there were two or three other plays that Jackson and the Jackson-Vic connection just didn't, just came a little short. Could have made the difference. Certainly the Eagles' offense, prolific once again, but as number 10 describes after the game, too many opportunities, too many points left on the field.
I mean, that's very frustrating, honestly. You know, leaving them a couple balls, you know, the touchdown got called back. You know, the one I caught out of bounds and my right foot stepped out of bounds, and then the overthrowing one and the one that slipped off my hands. But that's a part of the game. You know, we just got to keep going and keep working. But, you know, overall, you know, I felt I had a great game. Still lost the game. So it's things, you know, we could do as an offense and as a team, as an overall, you know, just to help us, you know, win these type of games. You know, I think they did a great job. That offense, you know, put a lot of pressure on our defense. And, you know, our defense came up with 2 turnovers. But, you know, it was just, you know, something about that game where it just felt like, you know, we kept plugging away. And we knew we was going to have to score a touchdown that last drive, but we just kind of came up short. So, you know, it's hopefully something we could learn from. It's a long season, you know, and teams are going to do different things to try to take us away. And as today, I think they just kind of stacked the box and, you know, try to say that we're going to stop the run. But as you see, you know, our passing game is definitely effective just as well as our run game.
Well, LeSean McCoy dominated the Washington Redskins on Monday night and in a different way had dominated the San Diego Chargers. 11 carries, 53 yards. It wasn't the damage that he did on the ground. The Chargers really scheming to take McCoy out of the run game. And San Diego did a great job tackling McCoy in the open field. But where he made his impact was in the passing game. And the Eagles taking an opportunity here to go to McCoy, who breaks a tackle, goes down the sideline, 70 yards to put the Eagles in scoring position. And they talk about failed opportunities. This is one of them. Eagles not able to put that into the end zone. Instead, had to settle for a field goal. Came back to haunt this football team at the end of the day. You can see the McCoy, 5 catches, 114 yards, a career high for him. Part of his 167-yard day of total offense. The ground game, well, it wasn't there. And McCoy said after the game, the Chargers did a really nice job taking some of that away from an Eagles offense that once again left too many points out there.
I mean, they stacked the box, you know, but we still was gaining yards on the ground. I thought that, they played okay. I mean, to be honest, even stacking the box, I didn't think that as a defense they were really effective. But I think when you play us, you know, you watch tape, how do you stop the Eagles' offense? I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to try to stack the box and completely take the running game out the game? And then that happens, you wind up with 400 something yards passing. So just the ways that as a defense, whatever you want to do. I felt like the passing game was very effective today. So we just came up short.
Turns after that loss to San Diego, on the other side of the football, the Eagles having trouble generating a pass rush. Phillip Rivers had a fantastic day at the quarterback position, and the Eagles just not tackling as well as they had in the first game against the Redskins. But I'll tell you, Phillip Rivers was awesome. Connor Barwin gets to him. That's one of the few times the Eagles able to make a play in the backfield against San Diego Chargers. Over 500 yards of offense. They went 51 yards for the game-winning points, a 46-yard field goal from Nick Novak. And you wonder, will the Eagles make some changes in personnel as we get toward this game on Thursday night? Two big red zone takeaways for the Eagles. The numbers, not particularly pretty, and that's what the defensive side of the ball talks about here. D'Amico Ryans, Kerry Williams, and coordinator Bill Davis.
I think the progress there. We got some, you know, one-on-one situations that, you know, we got to come up and make the plays. You know, that's, I feel like our offense put us in good position. Anytime, you know, you get 31 points from your 30 points from your offense, you know, it's a game I feel like we should win. So it's some things that we just weren't making the plays. Mm-hmm. The quarterback, credit to them, the quarterback made a lot of great plays. The receivers made plays on us, and we didn't make enough plays to win us the game.
I just think they were able to understand what we were trying to do as a defense. You know, they did a great job in their preparation, great job in their game plan. They understood maybe some of our calls or whatever was going on. It looked like he knew exactly what D'Amico was calling to a degree. He knew exactly what, what we were in to a degree. And it was unfortunate, but, you know, sometimes you get outwitted. Sometimes you get outplayed. And I think today was one of those days.
Well, they did a great job protecting. I'll give them the credit that's due them. They did a nice job protecting inside out. We know Phillip Rivers steps up in the middle of the pocket is what we wanted to own, and we didn't get there often enough. And Phillip made plays. When we did get there under duress, he made a couple of nice throws, and they made plays, and they moved the sticks, and there we go back to first down. So we threw everything at him, and he out-executed us.
Lots to work on for this football team in a very short week. Same for the Kansas City Chiefs. Should be a great game on Thursday. Coming up here on Eagles Live, Chip Kelly meets the media, and we also take your phone calls. So get them going right now. We'd love to get your reaction to the loss on Sunday. Disappointing, at the same time, wildly entertaining and promising in so many ways. This offensive scheme works, people. The Eagles need to get better on defense, special teams. They need to get better taking advantage of the offense as well. So a lot of things to work on, a lot of promise there. Eagles in first place in the NFC East. Okay, we're all good. All right, we're coming back. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live. Give us a phone call. Let's get this show rolling. Chip Kelly, very shortly.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
We're drinking Dunkin'. We're drinking Dunkin'. Go Eagles!
Dunkin' gives me the boost I need.
Pumpkin iced whipped cream. Perfect for fall.
Medium hot, cream and sugar.
No other way to drink it.
America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, $1 Million Spectacular, with five top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to knock it out of the park. Keep on scratching.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
Dunkin' all day. Go Eagles!
French vanilla, hot ice. Love them both.
Iced, of course.
Hot coffee, extra cream, extra sugar.
My city, my coffee. Philly runs on Dunkin'.
America runs on Dunkin'.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Jerry Azzanero, defensive line coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here, Eagles Live, the name of the show. Chip Kelly coming up in a few moments. Let's take some phone calls first. Talk to Eagles fans as we catch our breath after yesterday's game and look forward to Thursday against the Chiefs. Let's start in New York with the Zompy, the Zompster. Zomp, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Dave? What's going on, man?
Oh, Zompy sounds all exhausted.
Man, not today, man. I mean, one loss out of the conference, you know, all the NFC teams lost, so it's not as bad, but it's definitely disappointing when you could have taken advantage of another game. You know, it could have been 2-0, another game up on these fellas and these guys, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody would agree with you. The Eagles had an opportunity, and they didn't take advantage of it in many respects.
Yeah. I just want to say a couple of things. I mean, the link was rocking yesterday. It was good to see you, as always. And I'm not going to lie, I was very tearful when I saw that eagle come down. I think that was a great moment during the game, before the game, when that eagle came down, man. I really had tear in my eye. My brother was like, what are you insane? It was really heartfelt. I don't know. I didn't expect that. It was very nice. Lincoln Financial Field was rocking, like I said. I mean, it's just hard to imagine how, if I would have told you, Dave, we racked up over 500 yards, 30 points, no turnovers, and I told you we're going to lose, you would have told me I'm crazy.
Yeah, but I think I don't think that's fair, Zomp. I don't think that's fair. I think that you have to be understanding of the way you thought about this football team after watching the preseason games. You knew that the defense was a work in progress, did you not?
Agreed.
So you're now seeing this team, which played very well for three quarters against the Redskins in the last five quarters. It's been a struggle defensively. Bill Davis has got his hands full.
I mean, I was there. I saw what I saw. And it's like, to me, it's like, what bothers me the most is, like I told you, I live and die by the blitz. Third and 10 on that first Eddie Royal play, he drops back 8 in coverage and has 3 down linemen rushing. We didn't have a pass rush all day. Rivers had a clean pocket, and it was like he tapped the ball 4 or 5 times before coverage broke down for him, Eddie Royal. Third and 10, you have to blitz on that.
Yeah, but they I will defend Bill Davis. They did try to dial up some blitzes. They didn't get home. The Chargers were 10 of 15 on third downs, and there's your ball game. That's your ball game. Eagles couldn't get off the field.
Listen, like I said, I'm not gonna argue. It's just, you know, that's what I thought. And one more thing, and then I'll let you go.
Yeah, no worries.
I think a lot of people have to blame yesterday, but I got to blame Chip for the last drive. I think he rushed the last drive. I think it was awful taking Nick Foles and making him do a face pass to DeSean Jackson. At least have it to Riley Cooper, somebody fall. But I don't like him that he's throwing. He's coming into the game. He's throwing it. It's 2nd and 10. Kill the clock a little bit. You know our defense can't stop San Diego. You know you have to score here and leave a little less time than you could leave. And it's like those are the 3 plays that you do. I think Chip knows that was like a mistake, and he proved right there that he was a college coach right there. But
well, he's not a college coach. He's an NFL coach who, as he said after the game, and he said this morning when he spoke to WIP Sports Radio here in Philadelphia, you learn from these mistakes. You learn from these situations. He's a really smart guy, Zomp, and he will learn. Give me a prediction for Thursday night.
Tough game, Dave. I'm gonna say 27-24 Birds.
All right, brother. Bounce back.
All right, man.
All right, Zomp. Thanks for the call. He was going to give us a little chant there, I think, but we cut him off, which is fine. He's down today. And, I mean, we're all down. Nobody likes to lose. And the Eagles had an opportunity to take a win and be in the right position. And they weren't able to get it done. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Dave Spadaro with you. We wait for Chip Kelly. So got to hear what he's got to say here. Is he going to get a lot of questions about the last couple of drives? You're going to get a lot of Andy Reid questions. Do you think Chip Kelly really cares about Andy Reid? I don't think so. I think he respects Andy Reid, probably likes him a lot, probably talked to him a lot. But when it comes down to Thursday night, it's about this football team getting back on the winning track. We're going to take a little break right now. When we return, Chip Kelly at the podium on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
We're drinking Dunkin'. We're drinking Dunkin'. Go Eagles!
Dunkin' gives me the boost I need.
Pumpkin ice with cream. Perfect for fall.
Medium hot. Cream and sugar. No other way to drink it.
America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
Dunkin' all day. Go Eagles!
French vanilla, hot ice. Love them both.
Iced, of course.
Hot coffee, extra cream, extra sugar.
My city, my coffee. Philly runs on Dunkin'.
America runs on Dunkin'.
One more, one more!
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Up next here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and Eagles Live, it is Chip Kelly and his time with the media. There don't seem to be any major concerns with injuries, although Brandon Hughes leaving Sunday's game with a hamstring injury. Of course, Bradley Fletcher out for Sunday's game. Eagles, I hope, get him back for Thursday against the Chiefs. But otherwise, Eagles coming away from the game in pretty good shape, it appears. Kelly will update that today. And the real key for this football team is getting back physically, getting back mentally, and winning a big, big game on Thursday night. Getting to 2-1 after three games and then having a little mini break on the weekend before you face the gauntlet of the Manning brothers and then the rest of the NFC East that's coming forward would be huge. Watching Peyton Manning throw the football yesterday and then in the opening weekend, scary the way the Denver Broncos are operating offensively. But Eagles have a lot to fix offensively, defensively, and special teams. Should be interesting to see, but what do they do in this short week? What can they change personnel-wise? Does Earl Wolfe, for example, make the move at the safety position and vault over Nate Allen? Does Kirk Coleman get some playing time? What about Colt Anderson? Does he have an opportunity to get some playing time? All of that we will find out in the next couple of days here, leading into the big Thursday night game, Donovan McNabb's retirement ceremony, the return of Andy Reid, and, of course, a nationally televised game against the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, Chip Kelly, let's take a look out at him, see what's going on with the head coach here as the media prepare their series of questions. And, oh, there is no Chip Kelly. Not yet, anyway. Although there is some movement. Give you a little play-by-play here as we wait outside for Chip Kelly to meet the media. It's going to be a lot of defensive questions here today. A lot of questions about the defense, I guess I should say. No doubt about it. Questions about the Eagles as they prepare this short week for the Kansas City Chiefs. Would you take 2-1, people? Absolutely. How many of you would think the Eagles were 1-1 after the first 2 weeks of the season? When you think back to your schedule prognostications in April and May and June and July, Eagles in okay shape here. Still atop the NFC East, which is certainly struggling. And you look around the division. Look at this. The Cowboys 1-1 after the Giants' gifts. Here is Chip Kelly now at the podium.
Take whichever one you like
to. I'm good. Too complicated for me. Well,
Chip, you said on after the game that you couldn't call.
Why don't you sit down?
I just like to move around.
Okay.
You said after the game that you couldn't have used a timeout to keep Michael in the game. Rulebook says you could. If knowing that, would you have called a timeout there so that Mike wouldn't have had to leave for a play?
Yeah, I asked. They said we couldn't. So I that's on me. I didn't think we could. So
you said you asked?
No, I just thought that was on me. So I didn't. I should have asked is what I should have said. So.
Okay. And you would have, had you known, you would have called probably a timeout.
Yeah.
In that situation.
Chip, looking back with over 2 minutes to go and the way the Chargers had been moving the ball, when you went back and looked at everything, do you think you wish you would have slowed down a little bit there at that point, or do you like the way you handled it?
Yeah, when you look at it in hindsight, we didn't score. We kicked a field goal, so it was tied. You know, we wanted to try to score a touchdown and go up four, and then make them have to drive the entire field at that point in time. So, obviously, when you look back at it, you know, we probably should have ran the clock down.
Is it difficult to do that when you, the way your system is, to slow things down when
No, not at all. It's not difficult at all. That was just my decision, and my decision totally. I thought we were going to score, so call the play we thought we were going to score on.
Chip, there was a lot of talk about the safety play yesterday. You have two on your practice squad. Are they ready to play yet, or is there any thought of activating them for Thursday night?
No. You know, we just acquired both those guys, and they're learning. They've been great since they've been here, but I don't think they've digested fully what we're doing defensively. They've only really been here a week. We added both of those guys. So, you know, they're still working very hard with Coach Lovett and Coach Light. So, you know, we'll see where they are as this thing goes along. But I don't think any of us feel they're ready to go right now.
When you went back and did your film review and you saw the play where Floyd got, you know, caught the ball, dropped it after getting hit, did it look more like a fumble then when you went in slow-mo there? Do you feel like it?
No, and I asked during that play, they said it wasn't, they thought that it wasn't a catch. No, I'm always asking the guys up top, and that's kind of where we go. So it was close. But then it got blown dead also, so it would have had to been an immediate recovery. I'd actually talked to the referee while that was going on. So I don't think even if we were to challenge in that situation, we were going to get it because it was blown dead so quickly. And it wasn't an immediate recovery. Everybody just kind of stopped and looked at it and sat there. So even if the explanation I got in the field is even if we did, it probably we weren't going to get the ball anyway. So
Earl Wolf went from 8 snaps against Washington to, I think, 48. Yesterday. Any thought of giving him a start against the Chiefs Thursday night?
No, we're still, I think Earl's growing, you know, and we'll continue to grow him, but, you know, he's still making some mistakes out there, and I think they're bringing him along, and we're excited about what his future is, but we still don't feel he's ready to go the whole way. So,
did you have any short weeks during your college career, and if so, how did you handle them? If not, is this any different than what you would normally be getting ready for Kansas City on?
I think we had one, but it was never this short because we never played on Sundays. So, but we've been prepared for this since we got here. We've had a plan. We knew we had to start off when the schedule came out, playing 3 games in 11 days. So, you know, and then we got to go play a game.
Did you see what DeSean Jackson did on the film for the penalty?
I did not.
Did you talk to him about it?
It was off the play. Yeah, I talked to him about it. You know, and we talked about it on the sideline, and we talked about it again today, is that you have to play with emotion, not let emotion play with you. And you know, you got to understand how that impacts us as a football team. So,
could you tell whether the Chargers were changing plays at the line of scrimmage based on
could
the
I what?
Could you tell whether the Chargers were
yeah, they
changing
were.
Their play?
Oh, definitely they were. You know, that's part of what their whole package was. That's where they were. They'd get up, take a look, then come back, and you know, they checked. Sometimes they checked, we checked, then they checked again. You know, I think when you're playing a quarterback like Phillip Rivers, I think basically they put the game in his hands. And, you know, he was making a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage depending on the looks we were presenting. And, you know, that's what you get when you're going against someone as talented as him. You know, you got to get lined up and you got to play because you just can't say, well, they're not going to run a play here. You got to be lined up. When they're ready to run a play, you got to be lined up ready to run a play. So.
Can you disguise looks there?
Yeah, we did. We did both. You know, there were times they checked, we checked. You know, and then tried to give him a different look, and then he came back with a play. So, you know, it becomes a cat and mouse game as you get going. But they've got to snap the ball at a certain point in time, and we got to be lined up and ready to go. When they're over the ball, you just can't line up and say, hey, they're just going to take a look at our look, so let's not give them a look. You know, because they can snap the ball at that point in time. So, we have to be prepared with the defense when he gets up on the ball, and then we got to do a job of trying to give him a disguise and make sure that it's not totally something that he's going to see, and then we can rotate into some things. But sometimes your disguise ends up being a liability because you're not close enough in coverage when you're that far off. So
there were a few times how you might have done some things differently yesterday. When you look back over these first 2 games, how do you feel about the decisions you've made, the job you've done?
I've made mistakes. I think we've all made mistakes. You know, that's what this game's all about. No one coaches a perfect game. No one plays a perfect game. So, But you got to learn from those mistakes and hope that they don't happen again. We've been in those situations and say, hey, we were in this before. What did we do in that situation? Didn't work out for us. So next time when we come back, we don't want to do it again. So
The rule book is thick and it changes a lot. I mean, is it difficult for a first-year guy to be snap familiar with every single rule?
I think it's difficult for anybody to be snap familiar with any rule because the rule book is so thick. So.
To piggyback on what Zach said earlier, there are a few times that the broadcast like picked up Rivers saying something like, you know, they're calling Tiger, et cetera. Was Bill Davis's terminology any different than it was in Arizona when Ken Whisenhunt was there?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know exactly all of Billy's terminology at Arizona, but I know our defensive staff spent a lot of time as a group putting together the defensive package. So there's a lot of influences from a lot of different places, from all those guys who are in the defensive room. So.
How did Wolf grade out in your film review, Earl?
He was okay. You know, wasn't 100%, but wasn't, in the failure category. So, you know, he's still a work in progress.
Are you prompted to start Bradley Fletcher doing physically?
Bradley Fletcher's cleared. He'll be practicing today.
Is there anything you can do defensively? I mean, to keep it from becoming such a cat and mouse game or a guessing game? I mean, or is it that's just the way the game is played?
Tonight? I think that's the way the game is played. You know, obviously there was a couple times in his situation where it got down to, you know, there's a time clock. Where it got to 0-2-1 where the ball's getting snapped, you know. So it just how long does he want to hang in there and try to get in the right look and not get in the right look and try to see how it works out. But, you know, you got to have a certain type of quarterback that can do that. And they put a lot on his shoulders and a lot in his hands, and I thought he did a great job of it.
You think you might start Earl this game Thursday?
We haven't talked. I mean, we're going out to practice today, so today's the first day of training, so.
Everyone practicing today, or
the only person not practicing today is Brandon Hughes. He has a leg. He has a hamstring.
Jason Kelsey had a brace on his thumb. It looked like, and he didn't say exactly what it was. Did he break his thumb?
Did he break his thumb?
Jason's
practicing. He was out here this morning, so he's full go.
Almost hit Deshaun on three deep balls that didn't quite get completed. What'd you see on those three plays?
You know, one of them, we were too close to the sideline. Ball was a little bit too far outside. Probably need to leave us a little bit better space. One of them, I think Deshaun says he, you know, probably wants back. And the other one we kind of overthrew. So, you know, just about making sure we can, you know, when you're throwing the ball that far down the field, you're going to have some incompletions. You know? But we did hit him on one that was a big one over the top for a touchdown. And you know, he's a special talented player. You know, and we're continuing to find ways to get him the football.
Jim, I'm curious if you have a lot of questions this week about Andy Reid coming back and the hype around the game. How do you make sure they're kind of locked in on what they need to be locked in on come Thursday night?
I think they're locked in. You know, we met today and we talked about the Kansas City Chiefs, so that's not a concern.
How important is it to hit deep balls and to take deep shots in this offense?
I think it is because it doesn't matter if it's this offense or any offense. If you don't show people you can throw the ball down the field, they're going to crawl up on you and everybody's going to be within 6-7 yards of the line of scrimmage. And if you don't have someone that can beat you deep, you know, I think the defense is going to start to get tighter and closer to the line of scrimmage, and it makes it very difficult to move the football in any fashion, whether you're running or throwing. So, you know, the fact that you have some deep threats and some people that can beat you over the top, I think, kind of loosens up defenses. And I think that's what, you know, Deshaun gives us. He's certainly a special playmaker when he can get the ball getting vertical down the field, and it helps no matter what type of offense you're in.
When Mike Vick got hurt, is that a one pass option on that play?
On the
first down on the final drive when Mike got hurt.
It was a rollout.
What's that?
It was a rollout. It was a pass play.
It was a pass play.
Having said what you said about, you know, you need to take shots deep, could you have helped the defense by playing a little more ball control, by having the ball more?
Could we have? Yeah. Sure. But we wouldn't have scored a lot of points. So you're in a catch-22. You know, we were behind, so you got to try to score to get back into the game, you know. And you know, you can play that game and say, hey, let's work the clock here a little bit. But if you start handcuffing our offense, then, you know, we may not have scored enough points to make it even a tie ball game. So now you're playing the other way. Then it turns into a huge catch-up game for us. So, but I also know, I think offense, defense, and special teams made mistakes, coaching staff included. And we all need to make better plays. You know, there were 7 opportunities for us offensively. We had 3 punts, 3 made field goals, and a missed field goal where we could have had drives that got us down the field. You know, we had a touchdown called back because of a penalty. you know, missed a field goal in special teams, missed an opportunity to recover a fumble in special teams, you know, gave up almost 45 yards on that kickoff, you know, even though it was after a penalty. That's not an excuse, and I think if you ask anybody on our special teams, you know, they take that as a challenge. Hey, it's after a penalty, let's go. We can break their back if we can kick one off here and pin them deep. You know, instead of saying, woe is me, you know, we got a penalty, how do we get out of this? I don't think any of our guys feel sorry for themselves. They understand what they got to do, and they got to go out there, and we got to make plays, and we have an opportunity to make plays.
I know you talked about the lack of a timeout on that last series, but what was the thought process between not one called run play on that last offensive start?
Say that again.
I know you talked about the clock management, the timeout on your last offensive series, but what was the thought process between not one hand on the run play that you
on the last drive? Because we were throwing the ball, and it was working. So we went from, I don't know where we started that drive, but we got the ball down the field pretty quickly. So, you know, I don't second guess myself for throwing the ball in that situation because we moved the ball in a positive manner. We just couldn't get it in.
How would you end the first half, 9 seconds, decide to kick the field goal? Did you give any consideration to going, taking one shot at the end zone?
We did, but we didn't want to, you know, put it in a situation where it's a scramble or we're throwing around and then we run out of time on the clock. Felt Alex was in a situation where he could, you know, kick a field goal. Felt like we could get some momentum there. Didn't think we were going to get the ball back at that point in time. And the fact that we got it into a positive situation, if we could have kicked a field goal and gone in at halftime, would have been a good situation for us.
Kerry Williams talked last night about, he had three penalties. One of them looked like it was kind of a dubious call, but the other two, he talked about how he doesn't want to change the way he plays. He's going to stay aggressive. But do you worry about refs targeting him because he just the way he is? He talks a lot. You know, he's one of those D-backs that's flashy and he's always drawing attention to himself. Is that a concern?
No. I mean, we have the best officials in that you possibly can have, and I don't think any official goes into a game and says because someone's flashy or whatever, we're going to target him more than we're going to target anybody else. You know, I think the game was refereed very, very cleanly. You know, all of our 8 penalties that I saw when I watched the film, we had eight penalties. There was no argument from any standpoint. Is, you know, that's on us, and we've got to learn to play and play within the rules that they have. But I have absolutely no issues with them.
What was the type of games that you expect this season? Games that are in the 30s that are more high scoring as opposed to low scoring games?
Now, I don't have a preconceived notion of what the games are going to be like from how many points we're going to score or they're going to score, I can tell you that. But I do know that every game we're going to play is going to be close, you know, and that's what this league is all about. I saw a stat this morning that there's been 31 games played, 22 of them been decided by a touchdown or less, you know, so that just makes us understand how important it is to execute every single snap. You get an opportunity to get out there on the field, you got to execute to your utmost, because that play right there could be the difference between winning and losing a football game, and that's the message I had for our guys today. And, you know, we're going to jump right back into it right here and get ready because we got a game on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
All right, that is Chip Kelly. And yes, we are getting ready, Coach, for a long, long season. A lot of emotions going to be spent here and a lot of energy in 2013. Let's get you caught up on the updated headlines, the latest ones on the heels of head coach Chip Kelly's press conference. Nate Allen remains the starter at safety, even though Earl Wolf's rep total skyrocketed in game number 2. The Eagles sticking with Nate Allen as they bring the 5th-round draft pick Earl Wolf along. And yeah, Chip Kelly says 2020 hindsight at the end of the game may not have handled it the way he handled it in terms of not bleeding enough clock and giving Phillip Rivers time to get down the field, live and learn, and get better at it the next time. Bradley Fletcher returns to the practice field today after missing yesterday's game because of a concussion. Brandon Hughes not practicing after suffering a hamstring injury against the Chargers. And listen, Chip Kelly's not blaming anybody specifically. He's blaming everybody, including himself, for the loss to San Diego. Too many mistakes offensively, too many mistakes on special teams, contributing to the 33-30 defeat on Sunday. We're going to move out. We're going to get a move away from that game because next up, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Eagles players are locked in on Thursday night. We take some phone calls on the other side, 215-339-6709. The telephone number. Also going to take a peek out at the practice field. Eagles dusting things off here and getting ready for Kansas City with this super, super short week. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live. We're coming right back in a moment.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity.
They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV.
Oops.
Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, $1 Million Spectacular, with 5 top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to knock it out of the park. Keep on scratching.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm going to miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA. Use it for all it's worth.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
215-339-6709, the telephone number. Reaction as the Eagles turn the page and move on from Sunday and look ahead to Thursday against the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got shows this week for you on Monday and Tuesday, so if you'd like to get a prediction, get it in now, 215-339-6709. Eagles on the practice field as we speak in soggy conditions at Lincoln Financial Field, but just trying to work some of the soreness out of their muscles today. Obviously a non-contact practice. Obviously the tempo will be a little bit slower today. It's a real challenge to get back physically and mentally after such a long and really honestly an exhausting game on Sunday against San Diego. More than 1,000 yards of total offense and no major changes planned for the Eagles defense, at least none that we know about, and certainly not at the safety spots, as Nate Allen remains the starter. Earl Wolf will continue to mature and learn the defense and get a feel for what's happening and what Bill Davis wants him to do. Obviously, he's just not quite ready to take over the job. Offensively for the Eagles, this team needs to put touchdowns on the board, not field goals, 2 of 4 in the red zone on Sunday. And that really came back to cost the Eagles. And, of course, missing the 48-yard field goal at the end of the first half, a painful way to go into halftime. Instead of a 13-all tie, Eagles were down 13-10 at the half to a San Diego team that really came in and played a fine football game. A lot of credit goes to the Chargers. A lot of credit goes to quarterback Phillip Rivers. He did a tremendous job against the Eagles. Taking a look at live practice here at the NovaCare Complex, Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Eagles getting ready for Thursday night's game against the Chiefs. And it's a nationally televised game, of course. It's broadcast on the NFL Network. And the Eagles looking to get to 2-1. The Chiefs coming off an impressive couple of victories. They opened in Jacksonville with a win, and then they beat the Dallas Cowboys 17-16 on Sunday. And that's a big win for the Chiefs and Andy Reid. And a thank you from the Eagles to the Chiefs. Beat the Cowboys. When anybody beats the Cowboys, it's obviously good news. All right, we're going to shift a little bit here from the practice field and show you something that happened over the weekend. Michael Vick, a couple of weeks ago, donating $200,000 of his own money to rebuild a field, and with the help of one of our partners, our great partners here, NRG. The field is now a reality. We throw it out to the community where some people doing some great things in the corporate world, helping out some kids in the community.
I work with Energy Plus. We're at the Energy Plus retail headquarters. Just like to volunteer every now and then. People from all over the place, yeah. Philadelphia, you know, you got South Jersey people, you got Westchester. Everyone coming from all over the place, you know, Princeton area. And everyone, you know, all ages coming together and, you know, taking part as one community and doing something good for the people here.
Days like this are one that personally means a lot to me because I get to go out and be in part of the community and places that we serve and help people that need it.
All right, from the little guys to the big guys on Thursday night, the Eagles looking to beat the Kansas City Chiefs and get back to the winning side of things. Feels a whole lot better after a win, indeed. We thank you for joining us today on Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. Stay tuned tonight. We've got an Eagles update for you. The locker room open after practice. And the Eagles, with this quick turnaround, the Chiefs in sight. And what a festive game it will be on Thursday night. The return of Andy Reid. The Donovan McNabb retirement ceremony and induction into the team's Hall of Fame. But most important, of course, the Eagles need to go out and get a victory. I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles Live. We're back tomorrow at 11. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles day.
Let's go!